It's time for the Thursday edition of the KGO Morning News, and we're glad that you're here with us. I'm Jennifer Jones-Lee.
And I'm John Bristow. Good morning to you.
The presidents of three U.S. universities have written an open letter to their colleagues across the country, urging them to push for smart immigration reform that would help to attract and retain the world's best and brightest. One of them is President David Skorton of Cornell University, who brought his message to San Francisco this week. He tells KGO that allowing students from foreign countries to study here is not a brain drain for either nation.
I like to think about the concept of what we're calling brain circulation, where, like ideas, people who have great ideas can move around the world from country to country just like their ideas do. And so I think we have to move beyond the concept and the construct of a zero-sum game. My country, you stay here, you go to the other country, and the other opposite end of the dialogue loses. We all have to gain by allowing these good ideas to cross boundaries.
Skorton, the son of immigrants himself, understands the concern of future and current American college students when they see the large number of foreign students being admitted to U.S. universities.
We do have a lot of international students, and I'm frequently asked, are they taking the place of American students? And what I would say to a place like Cornell is that we want to get the best, most talented, and most likely to succeed from anywhere in the world, and we consider ourselves an international university. And when you look at the University of California campuses, many of those campuses also rise to the same level of distinction. Certainly right here in the Bay Area, University of California, Berkeley, has that same kind of draw from around the world. And it's competitive. It's competitive within the United States and across the world, and there's no discounting that. But the real idea is to bring the best minds to the United States, bring them in our colleges, and keep them in our economy.
In his open letter, Skorton is calling for rallies to be held on college campuses across the U.S. on April 19th. He plans to spend the day highlighting the role of immigration in driving innovation. He tells KGO he is optimistic that this time the U.S. will push forward with true immigration reform.
One of the areas in which the country needs to continue to lead the world is in talent in the so-called STEM fields of science, technology, engineering, and math. And one idea that we have is to allow a pathway to citizenship for advanced degree holders in those disciplines. So a foreign national gets a degree in engineering, an advanced degree, and that happens very, very commonly. And we want to make it easier for the U.S. to retain that talent, to work in the high-tech industries here, to be an entrepreneur, to start companies, and to keep those economic benefits in the United States.
That's David Skorton, president of Cornell University. He says he's already received a good response from colleagues rather around the country. And to read the open letter to university and college presidents and to learn more about the April 19th rallies, go to the KGO Morning News Facebook page.
KGO, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.